Welcome to Union City Radio from Monday, January 18th, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. This is Chris Garlock with the latest labor news, updates, and history from the Metro Washington Labor Council. Saying that this is how a real president provides relief in a responsible way, AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka last Thursday said that the economic package unveiled by President-elect Joe Biden is part of the AFL-CIO's Workers First agenda and includes the life-saving elements America's labor movement has been fighting for since last summer. Those elements include enhanced unemployment insurance, state and local government assistance, direct payment to individuals, COBRA subsidies, an eviction moratorium, expanded paid leave, and a long overdue OSHA emergency temporary standard for infectious disease. Trumka said that Congress should pass this relief package at once so we can provide healing and hope to those suffering under this deadly pandemic, and then begin the important work of rebuilding America with legislation like the PRO Act and President-elect Biden's Build Back Better plan. On this week's labor calendar, don't miss the DC Labor Film Fest free online screening of Stand tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Real Chicago calls the labor musical Hamilton meets Fiddler on the Roof meets West Side Story. Get your free ticket now at dclabor.org. Click on calendar. Today's labor quote is by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who said, "Always fight with love." Here's today's labor history from Rick Smith.
The year was 1946. That was the day the United Electrical Workers joined the national post-war strike wave. 200,000 UE members walked off the job at General Electric, Westinghouse, and General Motors Electrical Division. Across the country, reduction of hours and phony job reclassifications led to a 30% wage cut, while years of wartime grievances piled up. All this led to the workers demanding a $2 a day pay raise. Many of these workers were young women on strike for the first time. They had spent much of the war fighting piecework and gender-based divisions of labor. Reports from the picket lines showed overwhelming support among the strikers and from the general public. Older male co-workers who built the UE joined young women strikers on the line. At the GE Mazda Lamp Works in Youngstown, Ohio, steelworkers joined women strikers to bolster the picket lines. Strikers across the country faced violent confrontations and beatings as police on horseback waded through the crowds. Philadelphia strikers retaliated by pouring marbles onto the streets. Workers at GE and Westinghouse would eventually settle for 18 cents an hour, less than what they had hoped for, but more than either company had been willing to give. Management would remain in shock for years at the level of solidarity among the strikers and the community.
And now you can get Union City Radio delivered right to your phone every morning. Just subscribe on your favorite podcast app. Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. Find out more at unionplus.org.
Because the union, well, yeah, the union will make us strong.
Oh, it's gonna make us strong.